Blog Talk Radio.
As you were saying,
James.
Actually, I was saying, let me jump in.
Go ahead, go for it.
There's a meme I saw. It showed, I don't even know what it showed, but the title was CIA and NSA and all the shit spies on us using Facebook, but we use Facebook to attack them or something like that. And it's perfect. It's like, yeah, that's exactly what's going on. And
it's actually a battleground.
It's
a war zone on the internet.
Yeah.
The way I look at it now.
Have you been to the like the Zionism pages or the Israel versus Muslims? Or, oh my God, you should see
no,
some of this shit.
No, I haven't.
It's absolute. It is carnage. It's like verbal carnage.
Yeah. I can imagine.
But
I wouldn't even. I wouldn't even bother myself with shit like that. It's so, you know, like pathetic. I tried, you know, not to interrupt you. I tried, you know, in the beginning, you know, like 9/11 groups, and they're all just fighting with each other. You know, it's so fucking pathetic and stupid, you know?
Yeah, and like you were talking about how you write the truth, and it you know people get it, but there's a lot of cowards. They get it, but they're cowards.
Right.
You had my mind working on that one.
Okay.
I don't remember what it
and
was,
that's
so.
That's really important, though. Is the cowardice that's rampant all over the world, especially in Western, you know, society across the planet.
What I wanted to say, let me jump in quick before I forget.
Go ahead.
You got to pile drive. You got to pile drive the truth information. You got to like this is truth. Bang, 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 bash it on their head. Whack them over the head with a fucking baseball bat. Ethereally speaking, with the truth. Over and over and over until they get it. Once they get it, then they have to like understand it and work and live with it. And the other thing is the 6 degrees of separation. So if you talk to somebody, and you know, like you said, they pass it on to pass it on. It's more than that. It's fucking like it's like the that fucking tree we were talking about.
Right. It has a ripple effect.
It spreads like mad. If it's the truth, it rings clear. People will tell people about it. Like, did you know? You know, like it's something in communication. There's three types. There's the game, which is what we're playing. It's everything is game except for intimacy when you're, you know, you're having. The third one is pastime. You don't know anybody in the bus stop. But it's raining.
Right.
It's pissing rain, and everybody's talking about it. Like, look at the thunder. Look at it's pissing rain. That is past communication. You can cover all three. But at least know that everything else that happens in life is the game, and it's a big fucking game we're playing, man. Play to win, and get out of the game. Take a break. Get back in the game. Because we need more players on the good team. Not a bunch of, like, rocks. Anyway, that was, there was one more thing. I can't remember, though.
It'll come to
you. I want to let you in.
All right. So, other solutions. I'm a devout believer in community. You know, helping one another, communicating with one another. I see on Facebook how easily, you know, like people and, you know, in other words, people get categorized and stereotyped and, you know, you're a truther, you know, you're in the truth movement. No, I'm just a human being that's aware of how badly I'm being fucked and I'm trying to spread it to other people to fucking stop it, you know, you know, like.
Yeah, man.
You can't even label me right, you fucking imbeciles.
Oh, can I tell you about no planers?
Planes
means there were no planes on 9/11. And a no planer, it works both ways. It's like, I can't think of it now, but it's a dumb fucking name to call. But the word truther was described by the jerks that don't like conspiracy theorists. They negatively connotated them truther. But truthers are like, we like that name, and so we're going to be truthers. You know,
And we're going to isolate ourselves in a small group
that's looked at
as a bunch of fucking crazy people that, you know, are able to obtain and you know, spread more knowledge than the majority of others can. which makes them crazy somehow. That I don't get. You know, I know more than you'll ever fucking know about your own country's history, politics, you know, all the fucking bad shit your country's done in your name, but yet I'm the crazy one. And, you know, you're a fucking dumb, ignorant piece of shit who just works every day and does nothing except pay fucking elitist taxes, and you're smarter than me somehow.
Mm-hmm.
You know? See, in this world, every, you know, it's the bizarro world, like in Superman, you know, black is white is black, you know, up
okay,
is down.
Yeah.
Everything's the opposite of what it should be.
That's
and
like
this is
music.
All by construct.
I think that the artists have been for a long time, before, say, 2000, like, I'll just list off some Tom Petty, Led Zeppelin. I always say Tom Petty. I was just listening to him. Led Zeppelin, for sure.
Yeah.
We were talking about it the other day. They mask the truth in the lyrics. People are like,
right.
Yeah, man, the beat rocks. The music's great. The guitar's awesome. But they're not listening to the words. And the words are sung. So it's harder to hear. But, God, if you start listening to the lyrics and music, man, they're telling you all of it. Everything we're saying right now is in there.
Right.
And you got to have a little bit of education, just a bit, to be able to get it, because some of it's tougher. But anyway, it's like there's been a war for a long time, and when I look at the old stuff, they're saying the same things as we're saying now. It's
right,
just,
like back in the 60s, during, you know, the Vietnam era and all that stuff.
Exactly.
And which, you know, look what they did to the protesters in the 60s, you know.
See, again, they rounded them up,
you know, right. See, this is the thing. Mm-hmm. Back in the 60s, you know, was after World War II, you know, with the baby boomers and all that stuff, who were literally, you know, amongst, you know, one of the smartest generations ever produced on this planet. You know, and the elites learned from that, because what it produced was a bunch of smart individuals who realized how badly they were being fucked by their government and protested. And so, you know, again, the elites, you know, they're like, I liken the elites to the movie The Predators, you know, the alien movie.
Okay.
Where, you know, they get into confrontation with you and they learn from you. They learn how to come back and kill you better and faster and more efficiently. So they learn by, you know, making people smart that it was bad for them. So hence, you know, all you have to do is look at the culture and society post Vietnam era and look how badly, you know, they dumbed everyone down. You know, via the culture, via, you know, the media.
And America wasn't dumbed down in the 70s. I saw stats, like, way back.
Well, it just started. In other words, they started the ball rolling in, you know, the mid to late 70s into the 80s. And once, you know, the 80s came along, they really started dumbing everybody down.
Like, and, take out the music, take out the literature.
But not only that, what they did was, if you notice, like in the 80s, they gave us Bill Clinton. That, you know, America prospered. You know, it was Reagan and then Clinton. was it Reagan
Bush.
And then Clinton? Bush, then Clinton. But what I'm saying is, in other words, a source of dumbing people down is pacifying them. In other words, they gave Americans what they wanted. You know, they let them prosper. You know what I mean? They got them used to a certain lifestyle, which is, you know, made the majority of Americans, my point of view, very lazy, very self-righteous, very believed that they had...
A lot of lending.
Right, but they also... you know, they believe that there are a lot of entitlement, you know, the belief that, you know, that I'm an American, I'm entitled to, you know, my $60,000 car and my giant big screen TV and my house and all of that stuff.
Right.
And now you look at society today, that's all being stripped away as we speak.
Mm-hmm.
because they dumbed you down. They took away, they gave you what you wanted. They pacified you with materialistic bullshit that you believed, that the majority of people believed, you know, is you know, success and fulfillment, and you know, and now they're taking away that material stuff, and they took away your brain along with it. You understand? They took your fucking, your ability to think right with it.
Right.
And now they're going to strip you of everything. And people don't believe this. People don't believe, you know, in other words, the elites now are targeting the middle class of the world. Because this is what they want. They want rich people and they want poor people. They want to make the majority of people so fucking poor that they can't fucking fight back. This is their bottom line. In other words, so, you know, if you're middle class, successful, you know, you're top on the list to be decimated and impoverished. You know, totally. This is who they're after. And all you have to look at is places like Detroit, you know, where, you know, it was one of the largest manufacturing cities on the planet, you know, with all the, you know, the automakers and all that stuff.
Yeah.
You know, and I mean, you know, that was like the wellspring of the middle class. You know, so many people, you know, the union auto workers and stuff made so much money during the, you know, 70s and 80s, you know, building cars and all that stuff. And now look at Detroit. It's like fucking worse than Beirut. And that's all done by design. They took it all away. They stripped it all away. Now all your cars are built in Mexico and Germany and Europe and China and Japan. Why is that? Because they sold you the fuck out. Because they took it all away from you. And
people
you know, again,
the
it's the big picture.
Is a good thing.
Right. It's the, and who brought that in? See, this is my point. America prospered under Clinton. But what did he do? He signed NAFTA. That fucking sold all your jobs to the fucking, to the Mexico and fucking Asia and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And in, after he left office, then, you know, who got blamed for it? Obama, you know, Bush, all the, you know, everything started going off the cliff. Right.
Let the clowns
in. What did he play? He played a role. He was a fucking clown. He played stupid. Oh, I'm an imbecile from Texas. He's not from Texas. That whole family's from fucking Connecticut. They're fucking smarter
right.
than fucking Einsteins. He just played a role. He ain't
totally.
Fucking stupid.
Yeah.
He's fucking smarter than everybody.
Tim was telling me about this speech he gave when he was running for governor or something, and he was really eloquent, and he was smart, and he knew what he was saying, and he was off
course.
The fucking cuff. And, man, he wasn't an idiot.
Of course. He's an actor. They're all actors. They're not politicians. You know, it's nothing to do with business or anything. Their whole deal is all outlined in front of them. It's a script. They are actors, period. They are paid actors to fucking fool you, to keep the, they are the barrier between the fucking people and the elites. And they put up the grand illusion to fucking deceive you of what the elites are truly doing to you. And what they do is what I just explained. You know, people prospered. They thought Clinton was a great president.
He
right?
could play the sax.
Right. And he, you know, there was a surplus when he was done.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But nobody talks about the fact that he sold out millions and millions of jobs to fucking Asia through NAFTA. That fucking put the nails in the fucking coffin of America and the middle class. They're killing America. They're going to turn America into a fucking third world country within a few generations.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what people need, again, to wake up to, is to stand back and look at the bigger picture, which takes research, which takes learning, you know, studying history, even just recent history, you know, the past few decades. You can basically, through the past few decades, from, you know, basically Reagan on, or you know, you can make out the big picture and see what the fuck they're up to. It's so blatantly obvious, but nobody does this. You know why? Because they got you fucking working 80 hours a fucking week to live now. Which shouldn't be. With the prosperity of America, you should, most, back in the 50s and 60s, they projected that the head of the household of the American middle class would only have to work about 20 hours a week and be well off.
The robots would be doing everything.
Right. But now, but that's the truth. They literally projected that, you know, a person who owned a house or whatever, you know, a middle-class person, would only have to work about 20 hours a week, and they didn't know what they were going to do with the rest of their time and be paid well for it. But now the opposite is happening. You have to work two jobs, three jobs, just to fucking make ends meet. Why? Because they constructed it that way, because they're taking everything away from you. And people don't see this. People don't understand the bigger picture. The bigger picture moves more slowly than day-to-day events, you know what I mean? The bigger picture is the true agenda that's behind the driving force behind all the daily events. See, they distract you with day-to-day bullshit when you really should, everyone should be concentrating on the larger, slower-moving agenda that is constant and never changing. It always goes in the same direction.
It's been planned out.
Right, exactly.
They won't even change their plans. They're like, they're so
confident.
They're like,
they stick to it like concrete, man. Because it's all worked out by engineers and fucking, you know, philosophers and psychologists. You know, they factor into everything that they do, the human psychology of how the masses are going to react to it, everything. Mm-hmm. And then they go forward with their plans, with their agenda. Period. That's all factored in. They have, you know, what do you think these think tanks and all, what do you think they do? They map out if we did this, how are the masses going to react? Well, if they, you know, and all these polls that they do, what do you think they're doing? They're testing the waters to see how bad they can fuck you without, you know, the people in mass rising up and killing all of them. And nobody sees it. Nobody understands these concepts. It's astounding. I have a sixth grade fucking education and I understand this shit through my own just fucking research and my own fucking, you know, just seeing it for what it is.
You weren't as indoctrinated as everybody else.
That's a secret right there, too. You know why I'm awake?
Yeah.
Because I didn't fucking go to school. I didn't go to their indoctrination fucking centers my entire life and become one of their robots.
Right.
So there's an answer for you. There's a solution for you, too.
Stop
fuck their
school.
Schools. Again,
yeah.
I'll repeat a quote, and I quote, a banker once said, if you want to conquer your enemy, bring up his children. Unquote.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. And
yeah,
that's a secret
there.
You're brainwashed from a very young age. They steal you from your parents and brainwash you and indoctrinate you to believe in the state, to believe in nationality, to believe that, you know, they could stick you with needles with anything in it, you know, and your parents don't even have a right to know about it. You know? How do people go along with this insanity? That is pure insanity. And yet people go along with it every day and believe in it and willfully give their money to keep it going. They and this is the best part. The elites don't even do anything. They get everybody else to pay for it.
They just sit on their ass.
I love it. We all pay for it. We're paying for our own demise. We're paying them to kill us. This is what I can't. I mean,
it's morbid.
It twists my brain inside my head so bad.
Mm-hmm.
Once you see it for what it truly is, it's hideous, man. It's hideous and evil and deceptive and disgusting and ungodly and unhuman. It goes against the very laws of nature.
Oh, my God. God, man. Oh, that was wild.
Well,
from the core.
We'll put this out and we'll spread it, James. That's what it's all about, cuz.
Yeah, man. Do you want to keep going?
I'm going. Let's go. So more
Let's
solutions.
Go.
I say, you know, community, people need to be woken up. And that entails, you know, everybody coming together as a whole in unity. People need to be unified. You want a microcosm of what unity does? Take a look at the trade unions in America and how they've been busted up by the elites. They hate people being unified because they can't fight against it. They have to undermine it and kill it. People prospered under unions. Yeah, you know, they were taken over by the mafia and all that stuff, blah, 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 like here in New York City. But still, you know, people prospered. People made money. You know, they had benefits. They had medical coverage, dental coverage. Their kids were taken care of. You know, they get good paychecks. They were able to buy houses, cars, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The unions being busted up. So that's a microcosm to you know, imagine if people in mass unified. It would be literal war. They would attack people. They would attack their own citizens to kill them because they know it would be the end for them. You want solutions? There's solutions. Unify. No matter race, creed, color, political fucking affiliation, any of it. Unify together. Because you're true enemy of the elites that are ruling you and killing you all. No matter what color you are. It doesn't fucking matter to them. So there's a solution. But that takes hard work. That takes, you know... respect, understanding, you know, hard work, research, brain power, all the things everybody's fucking terrified of in this day and age.
You're not.
Fuck no, man. I'll run to it. Because I know what the other, you know, alternative is, which is fucking death and destruction and mayhem and poverty, impoverishment, a boot stepping on my neck for eternity. That's the alternative, and nobody sees this, and nobody's going to see it until it's too late. And it's already happening. It's already happening. Look at the police state you're surrounded by.
Mm-hmm.
Worldwide. Why do you think they're doing that? Because they're terrified of you. They want to control you. They want to take you over. You're a fucking farm animal to them. But, you know, get in a corral with a fucking raging bull. Farmer don't stand a chance, does he?
Nope.
Unless he's got a gun or something to fucking kill the bull. And therein lies the power. Therein lies the solution. Therein lies the answer. Unity.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody must first realize that these elites are against you. They want you dead. They want to control you. They want you as a slave, period. They don't care about your prosperity or nothing, your right to life, your rights, anything. They want to control you. Everything, every aspect of your life, they want to control. Once everybody realizes this and this is their game, who the fuck would stand for that? And this is what they know. This is why they divide and conquer you. This is why they keep everyone divided. This is why they throw up the Confederate flag in your face and fucking racial shit. It's to keep you divided so you don't unify. They're giving you the answers right to your face, and people are so fucking stupid they don't even see it for what it is. That the answers are given to them by their fucking enemies. All you have to do is go the opposite way of what they're fucking promoting on the media. All the answers are right on fucking television that's fucking brainwashing you every day. If they're trying to racially divide you, fucking come together racially.
Right.
To stop them. It's simple. It's a simple equation. They're not as smart as everybody fucking makes them out to be. They're fucking simpleton, fucking imbeciles that just wield a lot of power. They're like kids in a candy store when it comes down to it.
John.
Yeah.
What do you think of the future if we do unify? What's in store for us if we come together? Is it bleak or is it a beautiful future?
It's going to be a lot of hard work in the beginning.
Yeah.
There's no getting around that. You know why? Because we've decimated this planet. We've decimated our society. We've decimated everything. Our psyches we've decimated. So many people have their heads so far up their fucking asses. Do you know how much hard work that's going to be just to fucking right that wrong alone? You know?
It'll take a generation or two, right? Or more than
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. Probably, yeah, at least a couple of generations. But then again, you know, this, it doesn't only entail, you know, just hard work. It entails, foresight, you know, to look into the future. Nobody looks into the future. Everybody is day to day, you know what I mean? Yeah. Everybody's living paycheck to paycheck. That's, you know, they have your mind so fucking closed, it's not even funny. You're so unaware of everything around you because you're left to only care about what you can do today to help your own self survive. This is the place they've gotten everybody into by design. Mm-hmm. And this is what people have to realize and snap out of collectively as a whole is, you know, we have to, if we got the power back, you know how hard we'd have to work to hold on to it and to keep it and to look deeper and deeper into the future to, you know, because if you look at the elites, this is all they do. You know, they make a massive agenda plans deep, deep into the future, and they all stick together collectively. Again, all the answers are right in your enemy, the elites. All you have to do is take your lessons from them. You know, regardless,
point,
you know, there's all, you know, if you look at the elites as a whole, you know, there's black elites, Chinese, Japanese elites, Russian elites, German elites, you know, South American elites. But the one thing they all have in common is they all have a common purpose and a common goal, and they all stick together like glue to the death to fucking make it come true. Okay? And they all work together, regardless of their color, creed, fucking ethnicity, all of that. Period. And therein is the answer. If we did that as hard as they do it, we'd annihilate them in like a week or two. They would be a non-issue within a month. The entire elite population of this planet would be a non-issue within a month if we worked as hard as they do towards our goals, which is common, you know, common welfare, common peace of mind. You know, just the ability to live life as a human, you know, not in fear of war and death and destruction and all this shit they put you in. Because where's all the death and destruction and war and bombs and fucking, you know, all this shit come from? The elites. People need to look at the big picture, and nobody does. Nobody cares. Because everybody's convinced, they have you convinced that you can't affect it. You can't affect that giant picture that's going on, and that's bullshit. That's a fucking lie. Because if we all, like I said, got together the way they are, collectively together, working in common purpose towards the same goal, we'd annihilate them within a month. Not even. They would be a non-issue. Okay. And we would control our own destiny. As of right now, we have absolutely no control over our destiny. They control our destiny. That's how deep in shit we are. And nobody wants to face that fact. It's right in front of everybody's face, and nobody wants to face it. You're not in control of your own destiny at all. You have the balls to call yourself free when you pay taxes to an elite group of fucking blood-sucking mass murderers? That murder millions in your name, you call that freedom? It makes me laugh.
It's pretty loony.
People can't even conceive of what, you know, controlling their own destiny would, because the bottom line is controlling your own destiny takes hard work. It takes fucking mind power. It takes brain power. It takes intelligence. It takes due diligence. You know, it takes, you know, looking into the future and working towards that goal. And nobody wants to do that because they're all a bunch of fucking lazy fucking cowards that only care about themselves and the here and now. And their 401ks that they're all robbing from you. Your Social Security, your 401ks, your retirement packages, they're robbing it all from you. And you still fucking bow down to them and pay them more money.
It's sickening.
That's the big picture, James.
Yeah, fuck, dude. I asked you about the future, and you gave a good picture of like how to achieve it. But
yeah,
I don't think you really want to
take hard work.
It's going to be sunshine and rainbows.
No,
and
it's going to
be
a lot
work,
of hard work. But
yeah.
Think about how hard you're working for the elites right now. Think of that.
It's,
you're still working. You're working hard anyway.
It's a fucked up piece of shit.
Right.
It's like, it's the Stockholm syndrome. It's the
It is.
It's people are slaves, and they're like, "Whip me some more," you know, like.
Right. Well, that's the whole thing. You know, it's like people that are kidnapped and raped, you know, like rape victims that are, you know, kidnapped and locked in a cellar. You know, when the cops finally free them and find them, you know, they try to protect their incarcerators.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a syndrome. You actually get accustomed. You want to protect the one that gives you the pain because you become so accustomed to the pain.
Right.
And hence people fighting to keep this system going. That's killing them. It's no different. It's human psychology, and, you know, it's the human brain. They have it mapped out. This is what the ancient mystery schools are all about, the hidden knowledge. This is how they control you, through knowledge that they keep from you and they manipulate your skull with, period.
On the other hand, you're their slave.
You're the mental slave of them.
If someone was to step outside and look at the, you know, objectively look at themselves and the world and see the bigger picture, then they could say, oh, I don't need to be a psychologist or whatever to see that I'm getting, you know, whipped and beaten and tortured. I know that I don't like seeing that being done to other people. So why should it be, why should, you know, they can unwind it. They can take themselves out of the...
Again, it takes unity to cause a huge effect and affect real change. A mass of people have to do it in unity, unwaveringly. You know what I mean? Like, they can't be, see, and this is why, you know, like even, you know, take the 9/11 truth movement. Why is it infiltrated? Why is it full of fucking shills and fucking propagandists leading you astray? It's so you won't... to get together unilaterally and fucking mow these motherfuckers down. Period.
Yeah.
It's simple when you get down to it. It's simple human emotions that are at play here. And nobody understands the simpleness of it and the simpleness to fight back at it. This is what needs
to
be spread far and wide.
Let me compare this to a chess game. You're sitting down, an elite asshole is a brilliant chess player, and he's sitting down, and he's got some snot-nosed little punk teenager asshole bitch who doesn't know how to play chess, doesn't want to play chess. Yeah.
Right.
So they're like, they slap him, fucking play chess. You know, it seems to me that they want to play the game, but we're not playing it, so they're beating us up.
You know why? You know why they want to play the game? And you know why they need you to play the game and to lose the game? To keep them in lives of opulence where they don't have to work. They don't do anything. All they do is sit around and collect your money that you pay them.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they have to play the game, because they live high on the hog because of the game, because it's their game, not yours.
Right.
There's the philosophy behind that. It's their game. They invented chess. They know it inside and out. They know all the secret moves. You don't. That's how they win all the time and collect all your fucking money that you work for, and they do nothing. They sit in three-piece suits in air-conditioned offices with pens in their hands, collecting more money than you ever will, fucking working yourself to death for them.
Mm-hmm.
Because
so
you think, let me just add this one more thing. You think, you know, I pay, you know, the government, whatever it is, you know, 25-30% of my income. I get to keep 70% of it. Right? That's fair. Well, guess what? When you get your paycheck and you go out and you have to go to the grocery store that's owned by the elites, the same people you're paying your taxes to.
Mm-hmm.
You see?
Yes.
Everything you buy with your money is owned by the same people that tax you, so they get all the money back. They're just selling you shit to rob you of all your money. They tax you right off the bat and take 30%, and then they fucking rob you for the rest through materialistic bullshit and fucking fake food in grocery stores.
Yep.
Why do you think they're attacking the food supply? To keep you undernourished. You buy vegetables that are fucking GMO. They ain't nourishing you. They're fucking giving you cancer-causing agents. They're going to fucking kill you eventually.
and you'll have to pay.
And that's how
more
they win. That's
bills.
Their game.
It's an evil game. Now there's
right.
There's one thing you can do when you don't want to play chess. You can take the fucking whole board and just go whack and just knock
right.
all the fucking shit in the air. And,
right.
And
you know what you do? You go
in
up
game.
Into the fucking mountains and you fucking. You cut out a little fucking section of land where you could grow a fucking beautiful vegetable garden and get actual fucking nourishment and live
right.
your life in peace. And that's what they don't want. Why do you think they're making laws against people living off the grid?
Yeah, they're doing it here too, man.
They make
it
illegal
it
for you to even be a free human being. And nobody gets this. Nobody sets back and looks at the bigger picture. Why would they try to stop you from, you know, getting a piece of property that you buy outright, whatever, even if you got to pay property taxes on it once a year or whatever, to the elites, and, you know, build your house on it, a log cabin with solar power, no electricity, no hookup to the grid. You grow your own food, you know? Why do you think they're making this illegal? Because they can't rob you unless you're in the grid.
I have other ideas in mind of why they want that. You know, like, same to do with the stickers on the mailbox and shit like that.
Yeah.
You know, they want to round us up. But they don't want anyone out of their sight. They want everybody in their
right,
control.
Exactly. They want you in the grid because that's their control system. That's their chessboard. Once you leave the chessboard, you're out of the game. You're not participating in the game. And they can't live high on the hog, again, unless you're playing the game.
Right.
Right.
Right,
there you go.
Right. Look, fuck, dude. I think there's some things that need to be said off the air. but this should give people food for thought. A lot.
Absolutely.
It's a sumptuous banquet of John's thought that has been laid before you, and you better fucking eat up, because this stuff is like primo shit, man.
It's tons of research condensed for you.
It's good. It's I'm
it's
elated,
time spent.
But, yeah, man.
And here it is. And what are you going to do with it? I challenge you. What the fuck are you going to do with it? This is the answers to everybody's fucking problems. Everybody. Everywhere.
You ain't kidding, man.
What are you going to do with it? You going to sit back and still pay the elites? Or are you going to fucking fight against them? They don't fucking own you. They don't own anything. You fucking, by your compliance and your fucking cowardice, you fucking give them everything. What are you going to do about it, man? Fuck these motherfuckers. They've owned us for long enough. That's what I have to say. And
right
I'd
on.
Say that to the President of the United States' fucking face. I'd say that to Rothschild's fucking face. Who owns everybody and everything. They own the fucking planet. Fuck them all. They've had enough. They've stolen enough. They've stolen us. They've stolen your minds. Right out from under you. They've stolen your children's minds. They've put your children into bondage. And you still fucking give them everything you got. So that isn't a reflection on them. It's a reflection on everybody else and their fucking cowardice and their laziness and their real inability to truly fight. The only time you fucking fight is when fucking some fucking president stands up and says, go kill that guy across the fucking earth that fucking never did anything to you. Then you'll go fucking murder people like a fucking maniac, savage. Right? Yeah. There's your fucking great fucking humanity right there in a nutshell. That's how fucking stupid people are. They won't even fight for themselves, but if some schmuck tells them to go fucking kill somebody, they will. So that's what we're up against, and that's our fight, James.
Yes.
And, again, it isn't unwinnable.
Yeah, man.
It's not like it ain't unwinnable, man, because, you know, they're fucking running scared. Because all their shit, I said it before and I'll say it again, 9/11, what they did on 9/11, they fucked up big time in a lot of ways. And that in other words, compounded into a lot of people waking up and fighting against them. It made their fucking whole shit 10 times harder, regardless of how much money they're making, how much control they got, how much, you know, how many millions of people they fucking murder. They fucked up big time, and they know it. And they know a lot of people are aware of it. And the whole thing is, the people have to stand up and follow through and fight these motherfuckers, because they ain't shit when it comes down to it. Even though they have all the weapons in the world, everything, fuck them and their weapons. The weapons don't work unless they get the fucking peons to fucking operate them. How about that?
How about that, man?
The weapons just collect dust in the fucking bunkers without the people to fucking move them and load them and fucking drop them and everything else. Because the elite fucking weasels fucking... Did you ever look at fucking Obama and all these fucking scumbag pricks? Did you ever see, you know, like when they swing a hammer and all this? They look like fucking women when they do it. You know why? Because they ain't fucking physical beings. They're fucking wimpy little fucking scumbags who couldn't fight their way out of a wet paper bag if it really fucking came down to it. And this is who everybody's scared of. Kills me, man. Fucking kills me. Because we could have our lives back tomorrow if we fucking wished it. That's why. And nobody wants to do it, because they're all fucking bunch of cowards. Who are beat mentally, not physically. Just by raw numbers, we could wash over them like a fucking tidal wave in a minute. It's all mental, period. All the solutions lie inside the human brain, collectively. And if that human brain decided to fuck these fucking elites, they would literally fly to the fucking moon or to Mars or wherever the fuck they got fucking bases and fucking to flee the fucking onslaught of real humanity. Because if that ever happened, I pray for the fucking day that happens. That humanity turns on these motherfuckers like it should. And stamps them out like the fucking cockroach scumbag cocksuckers that they are. Because that's what they deserve. They deserve nothing less. They deserve no remorse, no sympathy. Like the millions that they murder, that have they have no remorse or sympathy for, the exact same thing needs to be done to them. And there you go, Uncle James.
Right on. That was one of the best. That was the best show we ever had. And I think we'll stop now. I'm going to put it together and I'll have it up.
All right.
And fuck, dude. Thanks, man.
Great talking to you, Uncle James.
You too, bud.
All right. Have a good night. I'll speak to you soon.
All right. Bye.
Bye.